Well,
right, we got it. We got it recording at least. Fucking.
You can't have a video on it though, man.
Yeah, but videos can. We'll work that out.
New fucking podcast is difficult to try and.
I mean, it's. Start, well, you gotta forget about the fucking microphone, ain't you?
Yeah. Where's this shit for this game then?
All over here, brother.
Well, we're playing Logo.
The Logo game.
Logo game.
Like, the thing is, you might remember this. This was an app. This was a
Logo?
App. Yeah, Logo game was an app.
Was it?
Yeah.
Me and Oscar were playing last time, I swear to God, man. You could hardly read half the fucking cards, man.
Oh, mate, I smashed a pair of you.
we literally got out of nowhere. Oh. Right, let's start with them. Oh, what's going on here? Oh, yeah, start with them. And we'll go.
What, are we doing drinking rules or...?
Drinking rules, man.
Fucking Jesus Christ, man. Who do you want to be?
We're going to run out of booze, though. Okay. I'll be fucking anything. I don't mind, man. What? I'm going to ask the first question to you, my friend.
What do you want to be? Purple or silver? Purple. Fuck them, boys.
Alright, we're starting, so I'll ask you the purple question. Name the popular brand...
No, you're purple, I'm silver.
Yeah, I know, but I'm worried about this.
Oh, yeah.
Name the popular brand of sweets. Oh, come on, bro. That's fucking easy. What are you even on about? That is honestly not the easiest thing.
Quality Sweets.
Obviously, bruv. You move on forward. Like, Jesus, bruv. What the fuck?
Fucking hell. Took me a minute, man.
Where are you from? I'm living in Victoria. It's your turn.
I was thinking something about oink.
Oink.
Oink. Right, so you're purple now. What type of coffee is Nescafe best known for?
Instant? Is it not?
That's it.
Bro, I'm a genius.
Sure, no, that's clever, yeah.
That was clever, man.
I'm
drinking Nescafe every day, though. I'm on a Nescafe Gold blender, like, you know what I mean?
But, alright, and so it's just me and Green.
Instant. See that, bro? Do you know what? That's the smartest I've ever felt. Right. No, we're on the same one, you big belly.
Yeah, we were both on purple. We started there.
Yeah, and what are you on green? You was on green.
I got put up. Oh, alright, yeah.
You got promoted.
No, sorry, right, I got to get this green. Question right, yeah.
What do the football club badge of Norwich City, Tottenham Hotspur, Crystal Palace and Brighton and Hove Albion, the fuck is that, all feature? What have they all got in them?
Some sort of bird.
Bro, you're a genius. Bro, we're good, man. That's 3 out of 3, bro.
No, 2 out of 2.
No,
you,
yeah.
You got one.
Anyway, read me a question, man. British Heart Foundation.
What organisation is represented by this logo?
British Heart Foundation.
National Blood Service.
Fucking dickheads, bruv. What are they even? It looks like an apple anyway. Fucking pricks.
What do you mean? It looks like an apple.
It looks like an
what
apple.
Does that mean, with National?
God. I don't know.
What do you
got? Right. This is, so you're getting the easy ones. I'm gonna, I can name all of them. Right, yellow. Name the product in the picture C. I swear to God, if you don't get this, you're no, fucking over top. Lion, I'll give you lion bar. It just says lion, but lion bar, I'll give you that. Right.
Which Johnson & Johnson brand shared its name with a group that released a record on November 29th, 1984?
Which Johnson & Johnson brand
shared its name with a group that released a record on November the 29th, 1984? Bro, this is easy. If you don't get this, you're a fucking idiot.
What do you mean if I don't get it? They shared their name with brand with what?
You just pressured me a minute ago, so I was just putting it on you as well.
They shared their name with who?
With a group that released a record
a
on November.
Bar?
No, a group.
Yeah, but share the name of who?
A group.
Yeah, but who?
It doesn't say who.
Well, Johnson.
Which Johnson & Johnson brand shared its name with a group that released a record on November?
Which brand? On when again, sorry?
November the 29th.
I'm just...
1984, like, that's going to help you. You weren't even born then, brother.
I don't need to be born then, brother. Let me just recite my life.
So you love it, and it goes to like 1993.
And it's a band you were talking about. What bands did you have in 1984? Like, did anybody even listen to music in
1984? Yeah, 1984 was like 80s. No, what? Bruv, 80s and 70s was some of the bestest music alive. You were singing to it earlier. I literally put 80s music on, and I see you mumbling words.
Mumbling, exactly.
Yeah, because you're a mumble rapper, you want to be young.
I'm a mumble rapper, man. I don't know any bands I can think of. The only thing I can think of...
All it is band. Like, yeah, band something. Band something.
That's fucked, bro.
It isn't. Band something. You must have heard this. Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time.
No, because that was the whole fucking...
Yeah, that was a load of artists, but they came across, at, like, they came together as one group under the name
Not
of...
Not in 1984, bro. That was well after. I was born when that music came out.
You were born in 1984?
Well, apparently so.
So that would make you 46? I don't know. I can't really do the math right
the
now.
The song you said, yeah, that came out in about 2000.
Yes, but I'm not saying that's the song. Which Johnson & Johnson brand shares its name with a group that released a record on November 29th, 1884? That song, band, Let Them band. Know the Word.
And you reckon that the first word in their title is band?
Yes, because they came together as a group to raise money for charity, which the charity was called Band.
So am I going for the charity or the band?
The charity, that's what the band act like. The musicians, they came together under the charity, which was called Band.
Save the Africans.
Jesus Christ, you're a motherfucker. Band Aid. Band motherfucking Aid. Oh. You heard that a million times. Back when you were growing up, motherfuckers would have pumped that through the radio. Because
now you say it.
No, I say, yeah, but that's not the point, motherfucker.
All right.
Jesus. All right. Titty Christ.
Clue was shit, though, man.
Like,
Red. Anyway, what is the brand of medicated strong toilet paper?
What?
That has sometimes been described as sandpaper. Bro. You're never going to get this.
Read the question again.
Like, it fucking matters. What is a brand of medicated, strong toilet paper that has sometimes been described as sandpaper? Bro, who has medicated toilet paper?
Jorex.
No, it's called Izal.
Yeah, that's close.
I'll cut your balls, Izal. Arse, balls, what the balls are fucking...
I'm glad that you lot get listening to this abuse that I deal with every night. It's because I'm smart. Potluck. Right, so what are we going for? We're going for green. Kettle. Green it is. Which bank is sometimes referred to as the Queen's Bank?
Bank of England.
Cots.
What?
Cots.
Cots? What the fuck is Cots?
I don't fucking know,
bullshit,
brother.
Bullshit, man. No, ain't fucking true anyway. It's the Queen. It's the English bank.
So red.
Cards are fucking shit. Right, green.
I'm on red.
Right, red. Which four herbs, all provided a Swartz, all provided by Swartz, are mentioned in the Simon and Gulfred hit Scarborough Fair?
Cinnamon?
Well, you got four.
Paprika?
Two more.
Basil and thyme.
You got one of those right. No, you don't move anywhere. Now ask me your fucking question.
Don't act so cool about it, you motherfucker. Is it classed as a cake or as a biscuit?
Cake.
Fair play.
What do you mean? You mean that's a Jaffa cake, bro. Ain't no biscuit. It's not a Jaffa biscuit, is it? Well, are you asking the question? You should just poke me to the next fucking turn.
Yeah, you shut your mouth, like.
Well, I'm asking you a question now.
Right, you fucking slut.
Pissed me off with that one, man.
Well, sometimes they call tomatoes a vegetable, but it's a fruit.
It's tomato, apple, same. Do you know what I mean? You say tomato, I say apple. Right.
If our conversation is like, if I'm saying tomato and you think apple.
It is an apple.
Is it an apple though?
A tomato is an apple that's been left just growing in a different way. What is the little boy who is sitting on
Did anyone hear that, please?
What is the little boy who is sitting on the crescent moon in the DreamWorks film studio logo
fishing.
Doing? Fishing, bro. You're a, oh, you know what? I couldn't even pronounce the question you got here, bro. Next. You're asking me a question now.
I'm not only muscly, I'm fucking clever. Which animal adored the Lady of Gelfrich single malt Scotch whiskey? Which animal adores the label of Glenfinch single malt Scotch whiskey? And the thing is, you should get this right, because you drink all that sort of whiskey that like your don't. Alcoholic uncle would drink.
I want to say deer.
Stick with that.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that. Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. Fucking,
my G.
That's what I mean. If you're going to drink fucking cheap fucking whiskey, you might as well know the questions. People are going to like, listen to this podcast and think, what a snobby little cunt. I've spent years.
He sat there with a bottle of fucking can of Stella.
Stella's the best drink on this fucking planet. It helps me beat my missus.
That's what we got, missus.
Yeah, that's why. Because I beat her.
A shattered eye. What number are you on? You're purple. A shattered eye is the logo of which Channel 4 television show? You're going to be hate yourself if you don't get this.
No, I can't get this. I don't know it.
Big Brother.
Yeah, I don't watch Big Brother.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah, no. I'm going. Which type of drug is Panadol a brand of? Which type of drug is Panadol a brand of?
Paracetamol.
Fuck you.
Gee.
What about?
Yeah, man.
Done.
Potluck. In which TV soap can a bacon butty be bought at the Bridge Street Caff?
Coronation Street.
EastEnders.
Ah, you motherfucker! I put the potluck back.
Secretly, you knew that.
Oh, did I just find that?
I've seen the answers now, though, so...
What is rather speedy? After which goddess did Gillette name their safety razor designed specifically for women?
Oh, Venus.
Yes,
yeah, right, bro, right. I'm a G at this game.
That was pretty smart.
Venus. Okay. I like shaving vaginas, so...
So I know what they're raising.
Yeah, I know what they're raising.
Because this is it. He meets a bird with a bush and he's like...
You ain't got your Venus.
He goes, get yourself a Venus and we'll talk.
And we'll talk. Right. What? Oh, you're on purpose here. What does the K for KFC stand for? I'm quite good at this, Mike.
Kentucky.
Yeah, bro. My God.
Name the UK's number one salted peanut brand.
Oh, fuck. Does it begin with K? That's all I know.
It's so easy.
Right, no.
If you've got the K,
that's just got...
The K is the easiest bit of this question.
I've just got the K. I haven't got anything but the K.
So it's the number one salted peanut brand, and you've got the K.
Peanut? Yeah, but from what you're saying...
That's the bullshit. I just sneeze because the bullshit has just come out of my mouth.
You're allergic to it.
Yeah.
Wait,
the hardest bit, right? Name the UK's number one salted...
Peanuts.
You're such a prick, I'll give you that, but it's KP, motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
I'll take it then. I'll take it. Move me along.
Yeah, I know you're gonna take it, because of course you're not gonna take it.
Yeah, I mean, why would it?
Go on, fucking read it.
It's not like a karate man. Heard a story about a karate man.
Well, no, I don't know if I could say that. Like,
why not?
I told you that in confidence, and now you're bringing it up on fucking worldwide.
Why, was
fucking
it you?
Mate, it's not, but mate, he was like, just don't put this around. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, because if this man finds this on viral video...
I thought that was like a story from what he's heard from just like the grand vine. I didn't realise it was something like he actually knew that was...
That was his mate.
No.
Yeah. It's not, there's no question asked about it. Like, he was like, he told me about it. I laughed. And he went, it's not a funny matter. And I went, well, if you really think about it, it is a funny matter. I said, Fair play to the guy. I feel for the guy. I know I would never want that to happen to anyone.
When you think about it, you could tell the story and no one would know who it was.
Yeah, but we're trying to get other people to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
So just say, this could be the reason our podcast gets carried away. People listen to our podcast because they want to hear this story about the fucking karate man and this jail sentence.
Yeah, but this is what you do podcasts for. You do it to speak about interesting things in life. And what you said, which is so interesting. And the thing, you don't have to say his name. I've got an idea. Why don't you change from... to like, I don't know, maybe he was
a
kickboxer.
All right, yeah, no, literally, all right, you want to hear the story, I'm not going to fucking, like, he's jabbed me enough, like, he's let enough new information out, he stabbed the pillar of secrecy, and he's let it dribbled out, and like, now all you are going to be asking, what has happened?
What has happened?
Right, so basically, I'm not going to say no name, no, there's no connection with it, but I basically met a person and they were explaining to me about a predicament their friends had got into. So, his friend was living with his girlfriend, his missus, his wife, whatever you want to call it. He was living with her. She started taking karate classes.
I thought we were going with kickboxing.
No, it don't matter.
You just tell his mom, put his name in there as well, bro.
I don't even know his name. Mate wouldn't call it us because he was like that.
He calls himself Sharon now.
Yeah, no, mate, he said to us, mate was like, literally, he come like, this story has mentally scarred this fella.
It's worth listening to.
This honestly. Is why I don't want to, like, I feel a bit uncomfortable sharing it because this fella, he is mentally scarred now. Like, there is his life is very, very different now, and he will never be the same man that he will ever be again. But yeah, so basically, he was living with his girlfriend. His girlfriend started taking karate classes. She got a little bit too friendly. I'm not gonna go into detail. Well, no, I'm gonna go into details because I can't not go into details with it. But right, basically, his missus got a little bit fruity with the karate master, the karate teacher of the dojo, or whatever you want to call it. One night, matey come back from work. We're like, the lads that we work with, we work night shifts. It's like from 10 till, well, we work 11-hour shifts, so it's like 10 till 9 we work. He come back one night, I think he got an early finish, a job on knock. And he went back to his house. Walked through the door, heard some funny noises. He's gone upstairs. He's took a little trek upstairs, gone into the bedroom, and seen this man hanging out the back of his missus, right?
Or with like a rope or like...
No. This is what I thought originally, that he was shagging this bloke's missus in his karate uniform. He weren't. They were both butt naked. Right? But matey did not know this karate master, didn't know who he was, didn't know nothing about it. So, as any alpha male, but alpha male is a bollocks fucking term. But any not, sort...
I'm an alpha male.
He's not. Don't listen to that. Because, like, I rape him every night, so it's a different...
That's not even funny at this precise point, man. Yeah. Great story.
Okay. Maybe it's a bit touchy on the subject. But, yeah. So basically, this bloke's walked into his bedroom, found his missus being ploughed out by this karate master. Matey doesn't know that he's a karate master. At this point, he's just fucking fuming.
Little did he know.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
Yeah, he did. At this point, Jeremiah knew he fucked up. Yeah. that was it, yeah. So he's come into the bedroom and he started screaming, shouting at this bloke, right? And I can't say this is God honest truth. This could be a lie. I was never there in the room.
Do you know what? In a weird way, I hope it is the truth. No, I hope it isn't the truth, but I really hope it is the truth just because I'm fucking horrible.
Yeah. Well, it makes a funny story. Like, it's a very sad, sad thing. But
you kind of want it to be true. Anyway, carry on, man. Sorry.
But yeah, well, so he's walked in, he's screaming at this bloke that's hanging out the back of his missus. And about a couple of words into this story, he was a karate master. So, this geezer hanging out the back of this bloke's missus, like, not even not even hanging out the back of his own missus. Like, this is the lad that's come in, he's going mad. He's the karate master's hanging out the back of this lad that's going mad. Asshole. Somehow, this motherfucker with the flexibility of a ninja has like come back with a swift back kick. Kicked matey in the face.
What? So he's been in her and he's like sort of like reared up like a horse would rear up.
No, he came with the full circle.
Oh shit.
Full circle, like matey, from what I heard, matey didn't even leave this bloke's missus. His dick was still in her while he broke this man's jaw. And he laid him out on the floor, dead out, yeah? Bloke knockout. And after this point, he was unconscious to the world. He didn't see what was going on.
Could you imagine that? Like, you've walked in and you think, oh, I want to kill this bloke. And then, bang, you're just clean out.
Yeah. Well, this is it.
Then what happened, Bradley?
This is it. After he broke man's jaw, the woman ran off because of the commotion and problems within it. So...
Did the run of shame?
She really did. But she left her house that her and her man lived in. She ran out. She didn't call the police or nothing. She didn't try and help her fella.
Then what happened, Brad?
Well, this geezer couldn't find the woman. And like I say, don't hold this as truth, because I don't know how true this is. But this is a story that I've heard. And I've looked at, there's some court cases for some stuff similar. But this geezer then went on to rape the lad that he just broke the jaw of. The lad was knocked out. He didn't remember anything, but he woke up and he had blood dribbling down his leg. And he couldn't sit down for weeks.
That is fucked, bro. I can't get my head around it. Like, I was laughing earlier, but like, you say it again, it seems more serious now. But, like... Just on what you think has to go through somebody's head to think, I'm gonna fuck him.
This is the thing.
What the fuck goes through somebody's head? Even if he was gay.
Yeah, but this is it. It's not about.
Or was he a case of like, I am finished?
Well, I can't give you that information. But it's like when you look at the cases in prison where people get raped and that, it's not about a gay thing. It's not about like, oh, I love you, I want to have sex with you. It's about, I'm going to fucking rape you. I'm going to demoralise you. I'm going to ruin your life. Like, you think if a man, say you're not even in prison, yeah, and this is a, like, I don't, like...
Why would you do that to a bloke? You fucked his missus, right?
But people do this, man. Like, imagine the adrenaline throwing through that bloke's
body. What would you do? Well, if you was in that situation, yeah... Right, and that had happened to you, right?
I probably end my life, brother.
That's the crazy thing about it. I don't even know if... Brother, I'm not about like, suicide or anything like that, but like, how do you live after that?
Yeah, but that's...
Do you know what I've heard? I heard a similar story about bailiffs, yeah? And this guy wasn't scared of fuck all, right? Didn't give a flying fuck. And these bailiffs just tried everything they could to get the money out of him, right? Didn't give a fuck. Hard as nails, right? And wouldn't take any warnings, didn't seem to give a fuck. And I mean, the bailiffs only wanted to go so far with it, you know, they can't. Anyway, yeah, man, they fucking ended up fucking like taking him upstairs and fucking bumming him, yeah. And this is on like some YouTube thing.
But
and then the guy afterwards and that, he took his own life, man. He had kids, he had whatever.
Did you not hear about, I can't remember his name, but like, I think the newspaper was going to cast him as like the beast or something, yeah? And this bloke was a fucking brute, yeah? Like, put me and you together. But say, we are big lads. We are nowhere near big lads. But say, if we put me and him side to side, shoulder to shoulder, this guy was double that. He was a fucking beast, yeah? But he was... I don't know his origins and that, where he's from or whatever. But he looked from like some sort of like Eastern European country or whatever. And he was out one night. He was out one night. And he caught two geezers raping, like trying to rape a woman. Yeah? These two geezers tried to rape a woman. He went there, picked them up, carried them off. And do you know what he did for them for three, four weeks after? Anally raped them. Like, physically fucking abused them.
What, like, took them home?
Took them home and raped them. As a
Do you know what, though? Fucking damn right, man.
Yeah, well, no, that is right. He's right, and he did right, but he got sacked.
How do you feel like about, like, you know, you get, like, well, I'm assuming he went to prison.
Yeah, he did go to prison.
Yeah, of course.
But the thing is, that man in prison would be fine.
I wonder if prison is like that. I wonder if when you go to prison, do you get any sort of, like, respect for that? But I don't know, from what we see a lot of, like, American prison stuff. And it seems like there's sort of, like, an older sort of generation of, like, rules in prison. Whereas British prisons, like,
it's youths,
man.
Yeah, well, no, the thing is with American
prisons, there don't seem to be any rules in English prisons.
There is rules in English prison. American prison, yeah. American prison is bad. Like, you wouldn't want to go into American prison.
No, fuck that. No, I'm not saying I could last in UK prison.
I'm not saying you physically, but, like, the majority of us, like, we won't last in prison. Prison is a different experience.
You've got, from, well, I won't say his name, but our close, I won't even go into it, but the lad that we went out of the other week, that was around here, stayed here, he went.
But he went for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but even still, like, I said straight to him, look, man, like, how the fuck do you deal with that, man? Because on a serious note, like, how do you deal with that?
But this is what I'm trying to say to you. It's completely different. Like, you want to try and marginalise it into that, yeah? But if I say to you, you've got 3 weeks in prison, which he had, when we've spoken, he's had 3 weeks in prison. Well, I'll tell you, you've got 8 years in prison.
Imagine that, bro.
Imagine 8 years.
You think, what I don't get, man, it's weird. It's just, do you know what, like, the most valuable thing in life to me, right, and sometimes I'm working that, yeah, or say if somebody wants me to do something or whatever, and it's not out of my free will, I'm doing it out of, like, commitment, I think to myself, yeah, that I'm actually using the time of my life, yeah, because money don't matter, really, when you think about it.
Well,
you can't pay somebody time, so when somebody else is wasting your time, taking 8 years of your life, I understand why,
this is the trouble with the world. This is what, like I said to you earlier, capitalism is a good thing. It can make us go to stupid places. If we utilise capitalism on a point where we're not using capitalism, we're using the growth of the economy to push us to another part of, like, our civilisation. Do you get what I mean? We sit there. It's like everyone, like, it's like, why do you have 3 cars? What made you, like, let me ask you that as a question.
Oh, you want to know why I've got cars?
No, yeah, but what made
you? Oh, no, I'll tell you straight what made me. Now, the reason I have 3 cars, it's like escapism.
Yeah, but,
listen, it's escapism. So it's basically like, whenever I was experiencing, like, a wave of bad emotions, it was like, basically, it was just a way out.
It's a way out. So you bought stuff
to make yourself feel better. Yeah.
Right? So this is exactly what capitalism does to people.
Mm. Right?
But this is the thing. It's like, for me, to feel better, yeah? Well,
go on, listen.
I got to that point. I got to a bad point and I took that acid because I knew it resets my body. And it makes me feel better.
I don't know if you knew that before you took
No, I did, because it was with the shrooms. When I'd done shrooms and that, bruv. When I was in Daventry, why do you think I got out of all of that? I was Reese's right-hand man, bruv.
Yeah, well.
I was putting money in that bloke's pocket. In 2 days, I made £1,000 off of selling 10 boats. Off a push bike.
But why did you get out of that?
Because of the mushrooms. The shrooms.
Well, they clarified your...
Yeah, well, I was depressed. I was in a shit place, and I thought, do you know what? I ain't no better than no one else on this planet.
You would have been in a shit place.
I still wouldn't class myself as any better than anyone else, because I never will be. Even if I was the fucking great Khan of the fucking Mongol Islands, I wouldn't class myself as better than anyone else. And you should realise this with me now. Why do you think I'm so positive all the time?
Do you know what, bro? I don't know how you fucking do it, because I fucking struggle, man. Like,
after losing...
I'm in a constant state of, like...
I've had six friends been murdered. Yeah? I've had six friends been murdered. I've had my nan and Pat died. My Pat died because my Uncle Adrian pushed him down the stairs.
I remember she has six mates been murdered. The only lad that I know that's murdered was Reese.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Well, like, a lot of my friends over here have been that murdered. One of my friends was murdered through my stepbrother.
Fuck.
And now I have to hide it. And one of the lads that I know that's very close to me and very close to all the other circles, he was the one that gave the information. Because the reason that lad died was because he robbed a bike. He robbed the bike off one of my family members, and then he was chased on that bike and he come off. And he died, but when he was took into hospital, he was found with cocaine, Xanax, all sorts of stuff in his system. But it killed him. And that no one cares about the drugs that was in his system, just cared about the people that were chasing him. And that lad is friends with all the people that want to get the person that was chasing him. And he was the one that gave him up. So now it's a dark secret that I have to keep to myself. And it's like, I'll go out on nights out now, and I'll have people in the groups that I go out with that will look at me as like, yo, you're one of them. You're one of the people that was part of the chase, part of the hunt.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
talk about that.
Oh.
Going back to fucking...
this is what the podcast...
What would you do if you was in prison? If you'd just been told... Right, this is where I'm at with it. If you'd just been told you've got 8 years, right? Now, what do you have to do? For me, you have to mentally prepare yourself. And part of that mental preparation is... You have to... not be you anymore, because
why would you think that you don't have to be you?
Because when you're in there, you have to, in my opinion, yeah, you either it's a difficult situation. I've never been there, so I don't really 100%
know. That's it.
But you can't go in there with too much confidence, because you're gonna fuck, people are gonna be pissed at that. Especially with my faith, man. People never like me in the fucking hood or anything. I've always had fucking problems, man. But you're gonna have to fight regardless.
Yeah, but at some point. Do you know why people don't like you and people have problems with you? Because, like I've said to you many times, Daventry is a shitbag place. Yeah? Mm. And they drain it from you. If you got confidence, you got some sort of thing to believe that you could do people, you could fight people.
Do you know what? Isn't it funny how majority of people, and it's mainly in English, and as I said to you yesterday, but luckily, though, our best mates aren't like this. People pull you down, man.
I've got pepper.
People are like...
Well, no.
People want to bring you down from a place of... Like, so if you've got confidence in yourself, generally, people that we've grown up with and that, they want to bring you down.
Why do you think I keep them all as acquaintances? Like, if I was to count my mates in my hand, it's you. And it's even like my best mate Curtis, yeah? My best mate Curtis, he said things to me, and they like, sometimes they fucking like, they cut deep. They like, I'm like, just silly stuff. Like, if I'm like trying to big myself up, and he'll put me down, like, he'll
hate it, though.
But then he'll big, and then he'll big himself up on top of that.
I think with that, but, is, I'm no psychological expert, but somebody who is would probably be able to fucking like catch that with a phrase straight away. But that is like, his weakness is like coming out there, and it's a case of like, he's put you down to help build himself up.
No. But this is it. This is the. It's not that. That's what I originally thought it was. He's been brought up by man. Like a man. He ain't got no, like.
You've been brought up by a man.
No, like he's been brought up as like a guy. Like, is you know like we mess about and I'll be like, okay, how you doing, bud? Love ya.
Yeah.
To him, that's a completely different matter.
Strange.
Well, it's not strange because like you gotta realise that his dad's a fully Caribbean kind of geezer. Right. So he's probably brought up in a different sort of.
But do you not adapt to your environment? I mean, how,
yeah, yeah,
how
you do. You get you, through yeah, school? But that's exactly it. It's like look at us with Tendai. Tendai was the only black bloke in our town. We had one black bloke in school until like Emmanuel and Blessing
came over. Well, I don't even know about them boys, but honestly, like. Our town is so racist, man.
I hate Daventry.
Like, I've been, when I go back there sometimes and that, and I sit down and have a few beers with people. Last time, yeah, I won't mention names, but I sat down and I was in amazement, like, at just how, I forgot how bad it was.
But that's the worst thing about Daventry. Like, you watch these TV programs, yeah? Have you ever seen these TV programmes where it's like a little small town, it's isolated?
Yeah.
Their problems are their own problems.
Yeah.
That's Daventry.
Daventry is a very strange town.
I used to idolise Daventry. Obviously, yes, growing up the way that we grew up with all of being in Daventry. But now, I'm like, the place is a fucking scumbag town.
The only thing I see about Daventry is...
I'm just going to go for a toilet quickly.
I've seen different...
Speak a bit louder, listen.
I've seen different towns and stuff outside of Daventry that are just fucking shitholes. Yeah, well, I look at Daventry as sort of... Take away all the wannabe gangsters and just see them as wannabe gangsters. Rather than thinking that they are what you used to think when you was a kid. And what is it? It's a half-decent town where you can walk the streets without any trouble. Your shit don't get robbed. If it does get robbed, you more or less fucking know who did it. I don't know, man. It's just not the worst place in the world to be. I mean, bruv, you want to go to like, places like West Brom and all of that. Daventry is a nice town in ways. It's just obviously we have a history with it. That's the difference. And but everybody in Daventry grows up in these small towns. They have this notion of, oh, it's a shithole. And it is what you make at the end of the day. But there are some good features of Daventry. And personally, if we hadn't grown up in Daventry, and I'd even do it now because, frankly, I don't give a flying fuck. But I'd love to raise my daughter in Daventry.
No, I wouldn't.
Would you not want to raise your kids in Daventry? No. I think Daventry,
we had this discussion earlier. We are probably like the last generation of people like us.
But mate, everywhere's fucked now.
Yeah, everywhere's fucked, bro. And like you say, it's where you make it, yeah? But Daventry isn't a place to make it. Daventry isn't a place to do anything in. Like, all the people that are there think they're doing good, yeah? But they're in a basic job for a basic company for the basic town. Yeah, and I don't mean to be horrible about it because I grew up in Devon, I love Daventry. But it's a dying place.
Mm.
And like we were saying earlier, we're probably the last sort of people that were sort of decent. No one, like you said, no one gives a fuck now. No, so when you're living in a town where everyone knows your fucking business before you know your fucking business, how is that beneficial for any one of you?
Mm.
Someone does some damage to you, yeah, and you turn to retaliate about that damage.
Well, you saw. What used to always wind me up when I was younger was, and I don't think other people I know haven't had to deal with this much, but the problem was when we were younger, if you had beef with somebody, or if you say, for instance, you had a fight with somebody, that wasn't it.
No. Well,
if you want to fight with somebody, and it was for good reason or whatever, yeah, that wasn't it. like, you'd have his brother, his fucking mates, his whatever. You couldn't just win a fight.
No, but that's
you couldn't. Thing, you yeah. couldn't just have that. And you had to get punished. It yeah. was like.
That's the trouble of it.
Fucking all, bullshit.
Yeah, but of course it's bullshit. And this is why I respect the traveller community and that.
Because they respect because, and they're fighting.
Because it's like, if you have a problem with one man, you stand there and slug it out, man to man, yeah. And if you lose, you lose. Your family loses. It's a great dishonour. But I'm not going to come to your house later on with a shotgun and blow your fucking mother's head off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is annoyed me so much when I lost that fight against that. Well, I say lost that fight. That little fucking that little lad that fucking hit me in the back of the head when I was on the ground and then ran up behind his mates. That was fucking bullshit.
Yeah, this
and is. And there was no honour in that sort of fight. And after that, because I wanted a real fucking fight, I had to deal with all of his mates. All of his mates wanted to fight me because I wanted a fair fight.
That's the thing, though. Honour.
There was no.
No, but honour and things like that. That.
And you imagine fucking having that. You know, somebody's basically made a tit of you, but really the story's a lot different from reality.
But
they get away with it.
Well, no, that's history, brother.
Yeah.
It's like.
At least with travellers, you get a chance. You say nah. You know, with him, just
man. No, that's the thing with them, like, they don't care where you come from, right? You could be from the middle of this cast, top rich point. They'd be like, right, we're going to fucking fight for it.
I'll tell you, a question for you now, yeah? And fucking drunk question, so we won't be held to this, but in a bucket list of things, yeah? I know it's a fucking bit weird thing, that is, would you want to fucking fight a gypsy in a one-on-one?
No.
Before you die?
No.
Would you not?
No, not out of like the fact that I'd lose because I will still lose.
Do you know the only reason I wouldn't is because I've never seen a non-gypsy fight in one of those events, and what worries me is
but
they don't let you lose.
But this is
because I understand there's honour in fighting, but is that honour between the gypsies or is that honour?
No, it's honour between anyone.
No, I don't know.
As long as you get in there and you put your hands up and fight them, that's honour. It doesn't matter if you lose. If that bloke got a bit angry and started trying to lay you out on the floor, like carrying on punching you, you'd have the rest of that camp fucking jump on that bloke. You would.
I don't see us English as being the same.
No, because it's not about tradition or nationality. If you're bare knuckle fighting against another geezer, you're in there bare knuckle fighting. And it's just the same as a boxing match, but you're bare knuckling. And if you're on the floor, they will stop that fight and make sure you get up.
Mm.
They won't let some bloke pound your head in unless you're actually like some cunt. Like you've spent the
fucking. Do you know what's interesting about it as well is it's like when you look at MMA, it brings a whole different like perspective to fighting because with gypsies, for instance, with the way they fight, it's a case of even if they're in the clinch, yeah, like what they count in Muay Thai is normal, right? Like they split it, so it's literally like your pride is based on purely your hands.
Yeah, and that is it.
Nothing more. But even if you as a bigger guy and you could knock him about, grab hold of him, put him on the ground, fuck him up, yeah. You don't get the chance to do that.
No, but that's the point. That's the point of it. Yeah? Because I could literally... You could be the strongest wrestler, strongest upstanding fighter. I could be the best downstanding fighter. So all I've got to do is take you to the ground and then that's game over. That's the trouble with MMA and UFC and that.
Mm.
People have different... Well, it's not the trouble with it. People have different attributes. So that's what makes a fight a fight.
I think without a doubt, when you look at the UFC and MMA and all of that, wrestling and stuff is, I'd say, the most effective. The most effective of all traits. Because you look at Khabib, right? I mean...
Yeah.
They focused on one attribute.
Yeah, but that's...
And look how it turned out.
But this is it. You can have that. It's like Butterbean. Like, do you ever remember Butterbean? Butterbean was this big fat motherfucker. He was a chubby little prick. And he was amazing. He used to take beating. And like, I don't want to say this. This is off the record one sort of thing. But I reckon because of the sort of size he was, the fatness he was, half the punches that landed on him were being deflected through the fat muscle.
Mm.
And he became a fucking, like, he was on one of the UFC's history fucking champions or something like that, but he was on the UFC game.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever seen that, what's his name, a guy that is not allowed to punch? Oh, Chad, not Chad. There's a guy.
Kimbo.
No. Kimbo's supposed to be dead, you know?
Yeah, no, but it's fucking ruthless. But it's mad because
it's,
you know,
it was a brain hemorrhage you died of. Something stupid like that.
I can't remember.
He just fucking died.
But like, yeah, but the thing was, like, that's what a sort of man is, yeah? Like, these other lads, they work in gyms and that. They work, like, this is what I have big respect for Akimbo Swords for. All these other lads, they're, like, in gyms and that, and they train and they spar and that. Like, sparring's not a fight. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm. When you spar someone, you know you gotta just, like, take it a little bit easy.
Yeah.
But so you get all these, you, like, younger boys.
I'd say going from experience, so, like, when I went into my fight, I wish I treated it like sparring, because I was almost so much more tense, because...
Yeah, but then, no, but this was one of the... I don't know if I've ever said this here, but this was the whole point you lost. Because of your confidence. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you are one of the most confident motherfuckers that I've ever met, yeah? And I know what was going through your head on that day.
I thought, yeah, it's just...
You had them geezers telling you that this is the plan, this is what's going to win. So when you've gone into the ring, you've had this plan pumped into your head, and that's what you've been taught.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And there's no trouble in that. But the thing is, what people don't realise is, you need to react. That's another bit about fighting, yeah? Because you could go in with the full 100%, attention.
100%.
Yeah, you could go within the full attention of, like, oh yeah, my plan, what I've got worked out is going to knock him out. But then, it's like with Yu-Gi-Oh. If Yu-Gi-Oh don't teach you about fighting, I don't know what will.
You got to change your strategies.
Yeah,
no, that's the thing. With that, it was a case of, I even look back to this day and think of little things that I beat myself up as a while, I didn't pick up on that at the time. One of them, man. But you should definitely fucking just fight and not think about it too much, man.
Oh, but that's it, bro.
No.
That's it. So, with the mushrooms, the acid and all that. No, that expels me. Of, like, from what I see through that sort of stuff, life to me, like, this life is what is. If I die, I'll die.
This life,
yeah, because there's many lives. Like, through my life, I think I've lived about two lives. I was a fucking, I went from being a little fucking rugby player to a drug dealer, and now to this guy that works hard.
You played rugby?
Yeah.
For who, Dad?
Did
you?
All Blacks, we got man of the matches and everything.
Yeah.
I broke a guy's collarbone.
I don't even remember seeing you, man. Maybe you played at different times. I played 4 years for them, man.
Yeah? Yeah, no, I played for All Blacks. And I'm not joking, yeah. I smashed some bloke's collarbone.
Did you?
They put me on fullback, yeah. Me, yeah, being back in my day, how skinny was I? Yeah. Like, I was nothing. Yeah, but
bro, I didn't understand that because they put me on fullback. And back at the time, bro, I didn't even understand the rules of rugby, bro. I played for 4 years.
Yeah. No, bro, neither did I. It was just literally that. They just stood there and be like, see a guy running past you, hit him. So literally, they put me on fullback for the first down. I was like, right, I've got to prove myself.
Yeah.
And then this geezer got past that line and he was running past us. And he ran past me and I was like, fuck this. And this is what makes me realise why they put people like us as fullbacks. This geezer was fast, yeah? He was quite fast. That's why he darted past that line and everything. And he got past me and I was like, man, this is my first day as fullback. I am not letting you get this. So I charged after him. Full sprint. Like, I've never run so fast in my life. I'm pretty sure there were Skilch marks on the floor behind me. I was running like flash. But yeah, anyway, I run up to him and I grabbed him by the knees And then Adam grabbed him by the knees. I lifted him and I pile-drived him into the floor. And I shattered his collarbone as I smashed him into the floor. And
oh, I've got no glorious stories like that.
Afterwards, I was like, that thing, I was like, he was screaming on the floor. And I went, I am so sorry, brother. But my head was like, yeah, you fucking bitch, I'll fucking kill you next time. really ruthless.
Bro, I'll tell you what, man. I don't care where you're from, yeah. Playing rugby, like, fucking toughened me up. I remember going out early morning on a fucking Sunday, right? I see all these boys in the fucking group and that, they've got these tight little tops on. I thought they were some sort of designer thing or all of that. Me and my mum and our fucking family didn't understand what thermals were. We had no understanding of what thermals were. I spent 4 fucking years on a rugby pitch, lucky if I remembered to bring an under t-shirt. Most of the time I didn't, for whatever fucking reason. But I've got a thing with my hands turn purple when you go cold. Turns out it's a full-on condition, right? Which I found out like 10 years later, right? Where it's like, apparently it's meant to be like ridiculously bad, right? I had it, tried to say to people, look, like my mum, like, look at my hands, like, I can't do this shit, man. Didn't matter. Right? Come home from rugby one day, right? Said, look, that's too cold for me, man. I remember crying and all sorts, man. Just crying purely because of pain in my hands, right? And I come home from rugby, and she says to me, right, we'll run around the garden. If you're not playing rugby today, you can run around the garden. And I swear to God, she'd come out in the garden, and she'd say, why are you walking? You need to run.
Yeah.
And after that, I stayed at rugby. And I swear to God, we'd play every Sunday. But you look out the window, it's snowing. Didn't mean a fuck. Icy. Didn't mean a fuck. The worst bit about all of it, yeah, is Daventry team sucked dick. Daventry All Blacks, yeah, are like the worst team in the division. Have been, always will be, like absolutely terrible. But it literally did not stop the motivation of everybody. Everybody's on board. Everybody's like, yeah, let's do this, yeah. Got to match day, yeah, and we're like, yeah, like, we're just losing. Like, we're losing, and we're putting in so much effort, like, I'm like mentally scarred from rugby, but
not only
did I break my nose on like 4 occasions, right, and cry several times a kid, right, and just physically just get beaten up and tortured, like it built me as a man.
Well, I got it.
And having that man run at you when you're fullback and you're the only person to stop him, right, that changes something in you, man. You got to stop that guy.
I got accepted for Leicestershire Tigers.
Oh, no, I don't fucking get accepted.
They asked me to go for the training session. And two games before I had to have that training session with them, I was playing a game for Daventry All Black. Some fat little cunt. Like, I got to the try line and I just finished, like, I just dropped before the try line. I got tackled just before the try line. Like, this was it. Like, that was me. That was the try line. I was a tackle before it, so it wasn't counted. This fat little cunt, fattest little fuck I've ever seen in my life. He looked, well, I'll say this because of the pain he caused me, but he probably wasn't. He was a fat little bastard. And then the ball was laying right in front of me, and he decided, instead of stepping over me, he jumped. And then, like, with his studs and his fucking full-on weight, landed right on my chest. I couldn't breathe properly for like a week.
Shit.
And so I couldn't go to the fucking Leicestershire tryouts.
That's fucked. Do you know, Austin used to come along to these, when I used to play rugby. And he'd just stand there and watch. And now, mm-hmm, thinking back, I'm like, why didn't they just bring him on the field, man? Because Austin never played rugby. Austin never played rugby. Can you imagine him in rugby field?
Yeah, he'd been going on a rugby
field. Mate, that kid's a natural athlete. To be honest with you, it winds me up that he never got into fighting. It winds me up that him and his brothers never got into fighting, yeah, because they're made of something else, mate.
Yeah, they really are. But fighting's a different matter.
It is, but if you'd grown up with them and seen what I've seen, I don't doubt that. Strong. And I mean, without going to the gym, just without anything, but they're just strong.
I've had times where I've had my head kicked in by 4 men, and I've got up and clapped them afterwards and walked them off from the fucking pub because they knew they were getting banned. I could go into the ring and I could pretend to fight, but fighting's a different matter. Like, you can brawl. Austin and his brothers can brawl, and I will never.
I wouldn't even say that he can fight.
No, they can. They all can. Like, fighting is nothing, brother.
But I've seen Austin get whacked in the head, right? And I've seen him not flinch and his head not move.
Yeah, but that's brawling, brother. I got hit with a can and I walked up after the next fucking moment. I rolled over the fucking whole thing of it and I stood up after it. Like, fighting, and when you're on the street, fighting some. But fighting in the UFC ring is completely different. And this is the problem with everyone these days. Everyone wants to be a UFC fucking fighter or MMA fighter. But the trouble is, yeah, you might be able to throw a punch. Doesn't mean you're a fucking fighter. I know some fucking faggots that will knock you out in one punch. Some pure queers. So, chat. But yeah, I know some pure gay people that if they landed a punch on you, you wouldn't be fucking walking after it. I'll tell you.
I say that for a lot of people, but I would also say no one's ever dropped me. Until they do.
But that's the point. It's like, it's not a thing like that, yeah? You can act like, you can be like, I've been in fights, I've been this, I've been that. But life isn't like that.
I'm just saying that I think Austin and that, don't
get me wrong, they'd be good fighters. They'd be good fighters.
I'm not even saying they can naturally fight, but just their build.
Yeah, they're good. It's
something else.
They're good lads. They are like that. But the thing is, the way that I see it is, at the end of the day, life is life. Yeah, you can act as hard as you want. You can be as big as you want. You can fight as many motherfuckers as you want. But at the end of the day, you ain't gonna fight every cunt. Life ain't no better than anyone else on this planet.
Well, that's the whiskey one. Oh. Yeah.
Wow, it's nearly six.
Is it really?
No, it's not. It's half odd. Let's just have a fucking full on sesh.
Well, we're almost out of fucking.
Let me a tenner. I'll go grab some more.
Where?
Tesco's at six.
At 6?
Yeah.
It's
only
4:30, bro. It's 20 to 5
now.
Yeah, that's an hour and 20 minutes still.
Bro, do you realise what time we started playing these games?
No.
Like 6 o'clock this afternoon.
About 9, I'd say. But I'm going for piss. Well, should we call it 8? That's been an hour on that channel, man. No one's going to want to listen to more than that.
That's a good conversation.
Peace out.